Welcome to Connection Point, GovConnections podcast series focusing on strategies and trends in infrastructure, IT optimization, data management, and much more. I'm your host, James Hilliard. A growing number of organizations are using virtual desktop infrastructure, VDI, to reduce the cost, the complexity, and the risks associated with PC desktop management. The type of storage you select can have a profound effect on the overall functionality of your VDI implementation. So, on today's podcast, we're going to discuss storage for virtual desktop infrastructure. Joining us is Mark Evans, Corporate Solution Architect with the Left-Hand Business Unit with Hewlett-Packard. Mark's been with HP for 18 years, has a broad range of experience in the storage products industry, including disk and disk array technologies, SAN technologies, tape and tape automation, as well as storage management software. He's also the host and facilitator of the HP Left-Hand SAN webinar. That takes place three times a week. Today, we're putting him in the hot seat. He is now the interviewee, and Mark, too, appreciate you taking time and joining me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
We're setting up the stage here that folks are looking at VDI implementations and projects. One thing that they don't always include at the beginning of their planning stage is storage and the needs that they're going to have and that this VDI implementation is going to mean for their storage. So give us up front here, what are some of the storage strategies available to customers today when they're thinking about a VDI implementation?
Wow, that's an excellent question. And, you know, it's one of those things where VDI really drives the storage aspect of the infrastructure by one overarching concept, and that is that the storage must be shared. So we're really not driven or directed by a specific product architecture or product type as much as the fact that we have to have shared consolidated storage that VDI can then leverage and share out.
One of the reasons that a lot of organizations look at a VDI project is to cut some costs. When we have to evaluate storage as well, let's talk about a moment here how a storage strategy tied to that VDI implementation can help organizations in terms of that cost. Can it help cut costs significantly?
Oh, absolutely. This is where the left-hand network solution really shines. And let's draw a quick comparison. With traditional storage, most customers make the best estimate they can in terms of how much storage and capacity are they going to need over the next year or two. And they're forced to purchase their storage up front and hopefully grow into it, if you will. With the left-hand networks, the P4000 SAN solution, customers essentially can start small, buy what they need today, and grow into it in a near linear, scalable fashion. We don't encounter those same disruptive platform changes, so we save customers cost of acquisition up front, and we allow them to use their storage more effectively as they grow.
Mark, what I want to do now is talk about kind of that end-to-end VDI solution, because that's what a lot of organizations are looking for in a project. They don't want to go one place for part of the solution and then somewhere else for something else. They want it all end-to-end. One, I have to assume that that means from the beginning, you need to be planning for that VDI as well as, again, thinking about the storage. We mentioned that a bit earlier. What, again, I'm looking for some insights here into how the HP left-hand really complements an end-to-end VDI solution and how it adds value over other comparable storage options that people could have?
That's a great question, and it requires some planning up front. So let's kind of start from the beginning. VDI, virtual desktop solutions, are really designed to help customers consolidate their environment and effectively manage their large desktop environments. For example, traditional desktops, it's difficult to proactively manage the issues of security or hardware or software patch management, or issues like high availability and business continuity. VDI addresses these issues by providing a manageable, centralized infrastructure that can meet the business objectives of an organization for performance, scalability, or high availability. However, where we start to run into issues is when we look at the long-term ROI of the VDI environment and compare that against the short-term acquisition cost. Specifically, VDI requires that shared storage to be scalable, available, and manageable. And shared traditional SAN storage can often be 30 to 50% of the total cost of the VDI solution. So the HP left-hand P4000 family of SAN solutions helps meet that need for shared storage in the most cost-effective manner.
Hey, Mark, I want to go into a little more detail here about how the HP left-hand SANs can really help customers manage their storage costs.
So we help customers control and even cut their IT storage costs in a couple of ways. Number one, just in the cost of acquisition and implementation. Typically, iSCSI-based solutions are more cost competitive in the environment, so customers achieve and experience a lower cost of acquisition up front. Now, add to that the fact that we require fewer infrastructure changes. Why? Well, because we're iSCSI. We install the iSCSI solution onto your existing IP environment. We don't typically require major changes or in infrastructure or cabling. This is a real benefit, and if there are changes, they typically mean that customers are purchasing a gigabit HBA or a gigabit switch. So that's number one. Number two, manageability and scalability. The P4000 SAN solution is based on SAN IQ operating system, which includes enterprise class software features. The all-inclusive feature set includes storage clustering, network RAID, thin provisioning, snapshots, and remote copy. So this all-inclusive feature set saves customers money up front because they don't have to buy additional licenses for any of the features that they want to use. The third way we save customers money is providing integrated high availability and disaster recovery features, which are integrated into the SAN IQ feature set and are based on the revolutionary storage architecture that helps protect the customer's environment beyond just the hardware array components.
Mark, VDI is now getting more attention from the small and medium-sized businesses. Has that had an impact on how the HP left-hand SANs have been developed and have been rolled out?
Absolutely. One of the unique features of the HP left-hand SAN and the SAN IQ operating system is a feature we call the Smart Clone. The Smart Clone is really a thin provision volume, which allows customers to greatly increase the overall disk utilization of the storage they purchase. There's no guessing at the sizes. There's no deploying multiple images to multiple hosts. For VDI environments, smart cloning is the key to providing a one-to-many deployment of volumes to the actual virtual desktops themselves. With traditional volumes, customers have to provide one file, one operating system, one volume per desktop, and that essentially reserves multiple files and greater amounts of space.
Hey, Mark, with that, we're going to wrap things up, but I do want to thank you for being on board today. Thanks to our listeners as well for tuning in. And when considering a VDI solution, you can turn to GovConnection. They can help you build an end-to-end solution from clients to storage. They're dedicated storage specialists, are skilled technologists who can optimize your storage strategies from VDI and other solutions. Their experts qualify your needs through discovery, data collection, and analysis to address your unique challenges and goals. If you want more information, you can contact your GovConnection account manager. You can also simply go online, www.govconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us.